Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
All right, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a show for you that's actually a continuation from September of 2021. Tonight we're doing part two of this segment. But before we get all into part two, I want to go ahead and bring in several of my co-hosts this evening, and I want to thank them for being here. Let's begin with bringing in Lady C, the famous Lady C. Lady C, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board. Good evening.
Well, good evening. It is a pleasure to be here tonight. I am excited to hear what the topic is about because, you know, we did speak on this topic, and I truly, truly loved it. So I'm ready to hear everybody's opinion.
All right, excellent. So let's go ahead and bring in, I think someone may be listening to the live also on the in the archive at the website, and it brings noise into the studio. Let's go ahead and bring in Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, it's a nice, it's an honor to always have you on board with us, sir. Good evening.
Well, good evening, Dr. Walker, and to all our wonderful friends that are on the show tonight. I got a great spirit of expectation. You had talked to us what the subject was going to be tonight, and I think we can all learn about what is shared on this wonderful show that you are providing for us.
All right, excellent.
Looking forward to a great call.
All right, excellent. We're certainly happy to have you here with us. Let's go all the way to the Peachy State, and we certainly, you know, we can tell when many of our co-hosts are missing. All of you all are terribly missed when you're not on the air with us, and we certainly understand that you have lives and you have so much to do. Ben, and welcome from the Peachy State. Miss Jay, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Hello, everyone, and I'm so happy to be back again. I've been gone for a little while, but I'm one of those grandmothers that I'm all into my grandkids. But anyway, we're back again where our Dr. Walker's not just telling stories, but he's changing lives.
All right. We're so glad to have you. And I believe we got Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue, are you there?
I am here, and good evening, everyone. I'm very excited to hear this topic. It is an archive topic from back in, I believe you said September 2021. Of course,
yes.
After this show, I want to go back and hear the first show as well, just to kind of draw the connections that probably need to be made.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, can you really resist temptation? You know, tonight, before we get started, we're going to ask Miss Jay to read the disclaimer, and while she's going to preparing to pull that up, you know, it's, let me tell you something. This was a tough show back in September. And now we're doing part two. I anticipate it to be a tough show tonight. We're going to get into the story. We're going to take some of the comments that have come in. But first, let's hear all the way from Miss Jay. Miss Jay with the night.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion. and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice, and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the programming tonight.
All right, excellent. Now, having said that, Lady C, let me go to you first, and I'm going to ask everybody respectfully and lovingly if we can really keep our comments under 20 seconds, because we got a lot to cover tonight. We didn't even finish in 2021, and we're just able to get back to it tonight. So, Lady C, can you really resist temptation? And then we're going to ask Ricky to the rescue to define temptation for us. You know, but Lady C, can we really resist temptation, in your opinion?
No, we cannot resist temptation. Only because if the right temptation is presented in front of you, you will fail every time.
See, you know what? We can tell when you're missing. You came right out of the bullpen, and they come charging right at you. So, Lady C, you're saying we cannot resist temptation when it's right in front of you?
Certain temptation you can. But there are some temptations out there that you cannot resist. And no matter how many times somebody come and they present it in front of you, after a while, you eventually fall if that's the temptation you really want.
Wow. Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to Ricky to the rescue and ask him to define temptation for us. And before he does that, you know, I remember one time going to give this lady a Bible study, and I know why they say don't ever go by yourself. This woman was so fine and gorgeous that I went there with the, you know, and God forgive me. I had the Holy Spirit all up on my mind. That lady went in the room and came back with the negligee and is like, you think I could give a Bible study? But I did have to leave, but that thing haunted me so much that I had to start dating her. But Ricky to the rescue, help us with what is temptation?
Yes, sir. Temptation is this strong desire, this magnet of an influence that you have that can, I just want to say, can overtake your body and just continue to influence you in yet a way that it almost, in some instances, probably just take over your body. It's almost like it hacks your body, hacks your brain,
uh-huh,
and everything else.
All right, so let me ask you this here, Ricky to the rescue. In your opinion, can you really, that's the nice topic, can you really resist temptation? I mean, it's like Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. Well, sometimes it's not the devil that's making you do it, it's because you want to do it. Your thoughts, sir?
Oh, yes, I definitely agree. It's definitely something that you want to do, and I also agree what was previously said about it depends on what's the temptation, because if I'm a person who's a smoker, and you bring something around me and I want to smoke, I'm tempted to smoke, but I could be that same person and not a gambler. And so if it's time to gamble, I may not gamble. So it definitely depends on the level of temptation in which are you influenced, because it's very difficult to push away from something that you are that tempted with. And it's easy to point the finger at others when that's not your issue.
All right. You know, that's a very good point. That is a very good point. And I want you to hold that thought and coin that thought, because it is very easy to point the finger at others when it's not your temptation. That is beautiful. Let's bring in Go Girl. Go Girl, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Good evening. How are you?
We are wonderful. Go Girl, tonight's topic we're talking about, and we haven't even gotten to the story yet, and we're a quarter of the way through with the program tonight. Can you, Go Girl, in all honesty, can you really resist temptation?
I say yes.
Okay, all right.
That's because the devil doesn't tempt you with what you don't like. It's usually with what you do like. So in essence, we need to filter out those things that we know we will be tempted to. Now, it doesn't say that you won't be attracted to something that is not what you would normally do or normally be, I would say, attracted to or lured to. But in terms of being tempted, yes. Number one, we should not place ourselves in those positions to be tempted. Now, it doesn't, again, mean that you will not be tempted, but when you have those desires and you know how you are, you need to, how we say, guard our heart, guard our, so that we are not tempted to be part of something our intentions have never, you know, did not put us into. But yes, we can yield to temptation. I believe we can.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, and I go back to what Ricky to the Rescue said. You know, it's easier to say things when it's not your temptation. That's a very valid. We want to hear from you all tonight. Press 1 on your dial about temptation. We're going to go to the night story in just a moment. I mean, Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here, and I want to ask you, just get your opinion here. Roll, can you really resist temptation? We know what the Bible says about it. Yield not to temptation. But in a practical manner, can you really resist temptation? I mean, every time my mother told me, don't bother them cookies, boy, when she wasn't around, I just felt like in that cookie jar, she did not count them cookies. And I went in there and got me a couple of them. But it's like she always knew. I think she just felt like he's going to go in that cookie jar no matter what. So, Pastor Roll, can you really resist temptation? When she told me, don't do it, that's what I did.
Well, the thing it is, you know, we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high place. You know, scripture tells us to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. And the Bible says, Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know, and you know, it's good temptation. It can be negative temptation. But we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The old song that our mothers used to teach us, they say, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. These victory will help you, some others, to win. But fight manfully on what dark passions subdue, looking ever to Jesus, for he will bring you through. So it is in the word of God. Last but not least, I say, it was said in the scripture, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief, you know. And so we can overcome with the fellowship that we're having together here and looking to Jesus to help us to yield not to temptation. Back to you,
all right,
Dr. Walker.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Well, let's welcome Benny. Benny on the block. Thank you for joining us. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Good evening, and happy Tenacious Thursday. I am so happy to be with you tonight.
All right, we're happy to have you here with us. Let me go to the story, you all, because we are running out of time, and we have a lot of people we want to get to tonight and a lot of things we want to get to. Let's go to tonight's story, if we can bring it in here, if they can put it up on the screen for us. And here we have it right here. Tonight's topic is, if you're just joining us, can you really resist temptation? Tonight's characters are Nora and Oscar. Now, keep in mind, Oscar is not Nora's husband, all right? Nora is a 34-year-old married woman with two young children. She's been married for the past 11 years with no plans of leaving her husband. Recently, her marriage has been seriously challenged because her husband was laid off from his job, and the strain of bills is taking a serious toll on their finances and marriage. Now, this strain has caused a series of conflicts with Nora and her husband to the point they are sleeping in separate rooms, and their children are feeling the tensions in the home. Her husband is doing everything he can to find employment, but is constantly told that he is overqualified. Nora has been working on her job as a manager, and within the last year has a new supervisor, Oscar, who constantly flirts with her. Now, despite Oscar being married, does not stop him from making inappropriate innuendos and other advances to Nora, who has pleaded with him to stop. Oscar is a very attractive and successful man, admired and respected by Nora and a number of other women on the job. Now, for some reason, he has focused on trying to have a secret love affair with Nora. Now, it has come to the point where the advances from Oscar are heavily weighing on Nora, especially since she's having problems at home with her husband. The temptation for Nora is real because it is so hard to resist his good looks and extraordinary charming approach. Now, recently, Oscar and Nora had lunch together at an exclusive restaurant, which was quite impressive to Nora, which also made her feel good to be out again in the ambience of a really nice place. Now, she has not been out for several months with her husband because of their financial situation. Now the temptation has been placed out there as Oscar has invited Nora. He's invited Nora to accompany him on a business trip for a week in Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay, I've been to Hawaii. It's a beautiful place, you all. Although Nora loves her husband very much, she is having major difficulty in resisting this temptation to travel with an attractive man to a place that she has always had dreams of visiting. Now, the question is, and we're going to go to Go Girl first, quickly and briefly, Go Girl, if you would. Do you think Nora will give in to Oscar's advances and travel to Honolulu, Hawaii with him? Do you think she will? Go Girl, you go. Maybe Go Girl is not there. We're missing her. All right, let's go to...
I'm sorry. I put
okay.
my phone on mute.
So all right, Go Girl. Will she give in? Travel to Honolulu, Hawaii? Honolulu, Hawaii we're talking about now.
I think she will give in because she's already been interacting with him, having lunch and doing other little things. I don't know how much of her marriage she does value and consider that she's going to have to come back to whatever she left and make some decisions. But she may ask another friend to go along and go with him.
Well, to Hawaii, a place she's always dreamt about going. Lady, Miss J, I want to bring you in here before we go to the phone lines again. Miss J, I want to bring you in here. Miss J, is she going? The bottom line is she going?
You know, I don't think she's gone. I think she just wanted just enjoyed, even though she asked them not to do it, she's enjoying that while she can. I think she won't get the most excitement out of it than she can, but I don't think she want to really mess her marriage up. But that don't mean she don't want some of it, but she don't go that far.
Okay, we're talking Hawaii. Lady C, come on in here. Lady C, we're talking Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii. Aloha.
Let me tell you, I got to agree with Lady J. No, she is not going to go. Because, for one, yes, she is going to her dinner date, and her needs are being fed by the boss. But she's not crazy. She is not going to go and stay in Honolulu with her boss for a week. Because, literally, people only do that when they're ready to just say, I'm checking out of my marriage. She's not at the checked-out stage yet where she's just leaving.
Okay, I must be on a different planet. Benny from the block, let's bring you in here quickly, Benny, please. We got a lot to cover. Is she going?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. And why is she going, Benny from the block?
Because she's already seen the other side of the fruit. Once people don't understand, once you touch the fruit, it's just as bad as eating it. She's already allowed the fruit to be touched. And so, powerful men and good-looking men have a mesmerizing effect on women. And like I said, she's already in a bad situation, and she's already contemplating, hey, if just the fact that she even allowed him to say that to her was a clear indication that she's pretty much in the way gone.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, that's what I'm trying to tell him here. Let's go to Rick the Rescue. Is she going? I'm saying yes. Benny from the block is saying yes. That sister got her bags packed. Rick and Rescue, what do you say?
I'm actually on the fence. And
I figured you would be, but go ahead. Give us both sides.
The only reason why I'm on the fence is because I don't know if she's meant – it's kind of similar to what was said. I don't know if she's completely mentally checked out. I think just real quick to mention and not necessarily go too much into the science behind it, but, of course, we're talking about temptation – we're talking about these pleasure hormones being released. And so it depends on how many has been released at this point, because she may not be fully tempted. She could be halfway in.
Okay.
So I'm kind of on the fence.
All right, we're going to ask all of you on standby.
Walker.
Yes, Miss Jane, go ahead.
Quickly, we as women can play the game just like y'all can. You know, we want, you know, y'all be chasing after us. Okay, we'll chase after y'all a little bit to get what we want, but that don't mean that y'all can fool us enough and we'll go all the way. Because we do have some, you know, some things that we want to make sure that it stay in place too. But, you know, sometimes we want a little extra excitement too. I'm just saying.
I get it. So,
ladies, they hit on the head.
No, ladies.
She hit that on the head, so I agree with her on that. We do know how to play the game just like a man know how to play the game.
Hey, we're not saying that you all don't, but the thing is, we're talking Honolulu, Hawaii. Even if she goes on this business trip and her husband make up, she can now have it off of her bucket list. I've been to Honolulu, Hawaii. I mean, come on now, you all. Ladies, come on.
I can get there another way without losing, ruining my whole marriage, my whole life with my family. You know, there's another way to do it.
Okay, so Miss Jane, are you telling me?
I get that.
So Miss Jane,
I
are you telling me that maybe if it was a boyfriend, you know, that you're having some issues with and your boss wanted you to go, if it wasn't her husband, it was a boyfriend, would it make a difference? Would it make a difference, Miss Jane? And then, Lady C?
If it wasn't no serious commitment and we just dating and we're not talking about marriage or we're not in no serious relationship, we just dated, yeah, I'm gone.
Oh, my goodness. See, you know, Penny from the block, I want to bring you in here now.
Dating and married, now remember that, because I ain't made no commitment to no guy I'm dating.
Penny from the block, they can just switch. You see how she just went from husband. No, but then if I'm dating this guy, and now she's qualifying it by saying, if we're not in no serious relationship, that's your boyfriend. Benny from Block, how do you explain this?
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all right from the full get-go. When a woman who is still working, she's handling all the bills, doing everything, and she looks over to her husband, and that joker ain't got no money coming in. I know he's trying hard. I understand he's singing whatever he's singing. But when a woman look at you, when you ain't bringing no money in, it ain't the same as when you do bring money in. So I'm telling y'all, they will talk trash about you. That old sorry joker, I don't know why he can't just go find a job. Go do anything. I don't care what he do. Hell, he can just go do anything. You see, that's the way women think, because women say, hey, you got to be a provider. They ain't listen to that. Well, you know, maybe later on down the road, if you get a job, we get back together. No. They're saying, in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and do some of the things that I really want to do, because this joker here don't like he's going to give me what I'm trying to get. And that's the way it is. Women talk very nasty about men when they don't have a job. Look at him, old sorry. Look at him. And then you look around and see if you look at me and somebody that can take you somewhere.
Hey, Lacey, go ahead, Lacey. I know you that bullpen. The money, Lady C, what is it?
That's not true. We're not going to be talking
about
you guys. What we're going to do is we're going to make moves. And we're going to make silent moves. We're going to tell you what we're going to do first. And when you start listening, then we're going to start making moves.
Okay. All right. Ricky to the rescue. Let's bring you in here. Because we need some refereeing up in here. Because we got a war going on tonight, you all, and we had one back in September 2021. I mean, it's like this is a war of the roses here. So now I'm hearing they make strategic moves. So before Ricky the Rescue comes in and referee the situation, Lady C, what would be the strategic move? First of all, if it's your boyfriend, are you going to Honolulu, Hawaii?
Yeah, if it's my boyfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, we're not committed. I'm with they say. If we're not
committed, he ain't bringing up to the table.
Oh.
I mean, exactly. Especially if he ain't providing like he's supposed to. And then somebody else over here is trying to provide and give me what I need. Yes, I'm jumping ship to homeboy and going to Hawaii. But if he's
my husband,
it's a whole different.
I'm going to take a blood pressure pill while you rescue us this situation. Rick to the rescue.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yes. So we got a war going on here. Now, Ricky to the rescue, in your professional opinion, give us some coaching here. You know, women all of a sudden now, if they're not married, it's like it makes a difference. You know, if it's married, I can understand that, but now they're changing the language all the way around. The problem is, can you resist temptation? And some have said yes, some have said no, and now we're all on the fence, it seems.
Most definitely, and I think the more details you get in the story, the more you may start to add different opinions to the situation. And another interesting dynamic that could be included in all of this is the actual generation, because we know different generations would interact differently in this situation as well. And so in listening to, you know, the situation in the point in case of, you know, is that my boyfriend, and we're going into this whole conversation about I'm being courted now, is almost like he's proven himself. Whereas if you married, he's already proven. So I know that's the stability at home, so I won't go leave him. But with that boyfriend, you know, I'm still trying to get to know him. So it just seems and appears to me that it's situational, right? And so if it's situational, that temptation is situational as well. It can change. And that's kind of going back to the brain's reward system, right? We have pleasure hormones, and depending on how they're activated is how we're going to move. It's that simple.
Yes, that is a very valid point. We're going to ask all of you on standby. If you just joined us tonight, topic is, can you really resist temptation? We've got a hot one, a live one here for you tonight. Let's go all the way to Texas, you all, and then we're going to go to South Florida. Let's bring in Miss Nellie. Miss Nellie, thank you for joining us. What is your take? Can you resist temptation? I mean, is this lady going to Hawaii? I mean, she's as good as packed her bags.
Well, first of all, we have to find out what the Bible says. The Bible says that we must resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And there is nothing on earth that Jesus would ask us to do that he does not have the power to do for us. We cannot resist temptation in ourselves, because in ourselves we are weak, we are frail, we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and so our hearts are desperately wicked, deceitful above all things. But when you accept Jesus Christ in your life, you become changed, and so the devil will always bring the butter to the cat, because the devil knows that the cat likes butter. He won't bring maybe a lizard or whatever, maybe, but he's going to bring the milk and the butter that the cat likes. And so
all right, so Ms. Nellie, I want to ask you this question here. So do you think that tree in the Garden of Eden, since you know, you're speaking from a spiritual perspective, why couldn't Adam and Eve resist that tree? Why couldn't they? It was in the middle of the garden, like there for the temptation. Why couldn't they resist that? And what makes you think that we, who are descendants of them, can resist temptation? Just quickly, though we are almost out of time.
They could have resisted if they had God as their master and leader and trust him. But because they lost trust in him, when the devil, the deceiver, said, "You shall be like God," and he meant gods, but Eve thought that she would be like God, and she wanted to be like God. And so that deception that came in her heart, and she lost sight of the true and living God and wanted to be like God, then she failed. But the moment you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he is able to keep you from enter into temptation.
So now, Miss Nellie, but I mean, in a practical matter, have you ever honestly in your life, and you can say you passed, you'd rather not answer a question, and we'll know what that interpretation perhaps is. Have you ever been tempted in your life, Miss Nellie?
Yes, many times.
And you have never given in to the temptation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I lost sight of the God who is able to give me the power.
All right, we're gonna ask you to stand back, because I'm like, there must be people that are angelical, because Am I the only, like, bad person that gave in to temptation? I'm just wondering here. We're going to go to phone line. Let's go to 305-769. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Who do we have with us?
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Miss Augustine.
Miss Augustine, thank you for joining us, Miss Augustine. Is temptation real, in your opinion, Miss Augustine? Is it real? And then if so, have you ever been tempted and given in to temptation?
Temptation is real, and I have not. I had a husband who did not contribute to the household, and I thank God that I was able to support the household and my family. And I was tempted. I was offered to be taken care of by a doctor, that he would do anything and everything for me. And I had a husband who was home who did nothing. Nothing. And I did not succumb. I did not succumb. But what I did do is I started planning to get him out of my house. That's what I did. Women, what we do is when we are tempted with situations and we got a husband at home that's not providing, we start planning on getting rid of that person so we can move on with our life. We cannot move on with when we have someone in our life that's holding us back. You got to get rid of one thing in order to move to the other. Well, that's me.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a live one tonight. We've got a number of comments. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. We're going to try to get to as many of you all, back to as many of you all as we possibly can. And, I mean, we've got the comments already starting to come in. And then one lady writes in, she says, I wouldn't go only if I knew. She said, I wouldn't go only if I knew I could resist his affections. If I know I'm attracted to him, I wouldn't put myself in that position. Furthermore, I would feel free. I would feel actually real cheap giving in to a man for a trip. Wow. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. We're going to go to Pastor Rose just quickly here, Pastor Rose, 15 seconds or less, and ask you, Pastor Rose, do you think, I mean, it seems like more than just a trip. What do you think, Pastor Rose, quickly, please?
Well, you know, a person, you know, they have their own thoughts, ideas, and perspectives, you know, and we all have vulnerabilities, you know, because the flesh is always warring against the spirit. Can we really resist temptation? Well, David could have resisted temptation without going to that window every night and looking and seeing her bathing and seeing her body. You know, that brought the fleshly part in him. He could have resisted temptation by not going to that window. You know, but if the way to get rid of it is not to entertain those thoughts and ideas and things that can make you sin against God, doing the right thing. So my 20 seconds is up. And so but he was a man after God's own heart because he knew how to go back and repent.
All right. Very good. So, I mean, Benny from Block, let me bring you in here and ask you, I mean, you know, some people say it's the devil, that the devil may go after you with your weaknesses and so forth, but a lot of kings have been actually lost their kingdom because of a woman. And it's not anything, women, please don't misinterpret, not that you all are doing anything bad, it's just that you all are so different and so, like, the prize of the earth. There's nothing greater than love. I mean, it's like, we can only imagine what Adam happened to him when he was put into this deep sleep and then woke up and saw this thing that he just said to say, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. It had to be the most gorgeous creature that he had ever laid. Remember, he was out there with animals. And so now when God made Eve, it's like, wow. I mean, it's like, wow, 100 million times advanced and inclined, because it's like the woman is, that's the gift. And so now when he sees her, I mean if she had, and men to this day, you all, I'm telling you, men to this day, if you're with a lady, and especially if you're not feeling well, and she says, here, drink this, you're going to drink it not even asking her, what is it? And if you do have the nerve to ask her, what is it? She's going to say, just drink it. And you drink it. It's like, are we any different from Adam? Benny from the Block, quickly, please.
No, we're not any different. We're made from the same cut, as Adam. So, yeah, we still have the same desires, the same, you know, abilities. We still are just men. You know, we're trying to find our way. And this is nothing personal against people who are over the age of 40. But let me just say this. Those of us who are over the age of 40, we grew up in a whole different way of life and doing things. And so some of our answers are predicated on how we saw our parents and how we saw church and how we saw religion and all that kind of stuff. Well, let me just be honest with you. A lot of us don't teach our children how to go to church anymore. We've gotten away from that. So when you got these people in their 30s and 40s who don't have no inkling about church or God or any of that kind of stuff, our comments are not even relevant because they don't even think like that. I'm not going to make my kids go to church. I'm not going to make my children. I'm going to let them have their own free will. So guess what? They have their own free will. And so we have to respect that. Even though we don't like it, we have to respect that they have a different way of looking at things and doing things. They think about things different. They live in a microwave situation. That means you get it, you put it in, it doesn't work, you take it out, you go buy something else, or you go get somebody else. And that's the way they think. We think the way we think because we have 30, 40, 50 years of trials and errors and mistakes that we made, and so we have a better understanding of life. They don't. And so a lot of times we try to impose our thoughts from our way of being weird up onto them. They're not going to see it that way. They're going to reject you. They're going to look at you and say, I'm not doing that. It didn't work for you. Most of the people we talk about, how many of us are married? How much married? Y'all divorced, so what are you talking about? It didn't work for you, so what are you talking about?
That's a very good point. Ben from Block, we're going to ask you. Go, girl, I want to bring you in here. We got some comments, you all. We're almost out of time, you all. I am so sorry. Let's bring you in. Go, girl. Miss Day, Lacey, stand by for a second. This first comment, go, girl, second comment, actually. Female says, okay, when it comes, can you really resist temptation? I have tried to resist the temptation of this guy on my job making advances even though we are both married. I must say he makes me feel very good with his compliments, which is something that my husband does not do at all. Yes, we have been involved on a couple of occasions, and I must say the passion is great. I tried to resist but could not do it. Go, girl. What happened?
She had already decided that it felt good. Whatever she was lacking or thought she needed when he brought it to her, she had already probably with the first or second comments or, you know, the interaction, she already decided that that's what she wanted to do. Even though... We have to be careful about entertaining, just like I heard several of the men say, you're entertaining that thought, and that thought is right there with you. So it's not going to be hard for you to resist that. Now, me personally, I'm the type of person, if I really am attracted to someone, I tend not that I dislike them. I don't put myself in those situations because I don't want to be tempted. But
wow,
I think I don't. Men take it as you're taking a person and just sitting them on the side. I say, well, I really don't want to be caught up in that situation, at least at that point where I know I'm not going to be taken advantage of simply because of my own lust. So I tend to step away and let it be whatever it's going to be. But when a person does that in a marriage and they, you know, intend to be there or they're not sure, then you have already kind of decided that this feels better than what he's doing, even though she said her husband didn't do any of those things. But
right. There's
a way to get him to comment without having to get it from someone else, even though the other person, you can say thank you, but I'm not, you know, I'm not there. I have a husband. So I think, she already decided that that's something that she wanted.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Lady C, I want to bring you in here quickly and ask you this question now. Okay, so the good-looking man on your job, gorgeous man on your job, and are you going to would you find yourself staring at him on occasion even? Would you just find yourself staring at him?
It depends. I'm not just going to find myself staring at him because, I mean, you just find yourself constantly staring at a person. I mean, you're in a kid that's lusting, complete lust mode, you know. I mean, I would think he's attractive, but his attitude his personality has to match the look, you know. Is that personality interested in me? I'm not going to be around here lusting after a guy who's not lusting after me.
Okay. All right. So Lady C, let's say he has a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend, right? And now, you know, he's telling you this, all right? You don't know if it's true or not, but he's telling you this. You know, it's nothing serious, but, you know, you're the kind of lady. He comes on with that charm. You're the kind of lady that I've been watching. I really feel that you and I could hit it off. So would you mind having dinner with me? I mean, it's just a dinner. If you don't like it, we won't do it again. Lady C, what would you say?
Oh, this is a good question. This is a good question because you got an old me and you got a new me. The old me would have been like, heck no, because you got a girlfriend,
okay.
You are committed. But then the new me says, you are dating still. You may have a girlfriend, but yet y'all have not tied the knot yet. That means she could be dismissed anytime. So I may go out on a date with him.
Okay. Miss J, I want to bring you in here with the same, you know, analogy here. You know, he's telling you, he's like, listen, you are just the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I've been dating this lady for a year and a half, but it's not, we're just not on the same page. And I want to try something new. Would you give me the honor of having dinner with me? What do you say, Michelle?
Okay, I'm single, right?
Yes, you're single.
Okay, but he got the girlfriend. And now, if I believe in girl code, now, if I don't know this girl, my answer is, oh, yes.
Wait,
you know, because
they've
been dating a year, do not mean that is his soulmate. You know, he might don't realize that. I might be the one. So, yes.
Goodness. Benny from the block, are you taking notes on this, Benny from the block? Are you hearing what they're saying? I certainly am.
I'm
I got to go take another blood pressure pill. Benny from the block,
I'm
what are your thoughts?
I'm recording it. I'm getting all this in.
Woo-wee.
So, Miss J, I want to bring you back in here because you said the girl code. What's the girl code? I thought you were quickly going to say, no, you know, if he's seeing somebody, he's off limits because that's the girl code. But that's not what you said. So what is the girl code?
Like I said, if she's not one of my girlfriends or relatives that's a girl and I don't know her, why am I holding my blessing back? Because he might be the man for me. So I'm going to go out there and talk and see, you know, because I'm still single. You know, I'm going to talk and see. You know, we're going to have that dinner date.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Friend Rescue, give us a couple of comments before we go to the next comment. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I got to write this girl code down. I got to write this down.
Yes, sir. You there?
We're going to ask you all to stand by. Take a commercial break. Ricky the Rescue, tell them what you do and how you do it. Your professional services.
Yes, sir. Good evening, everyone. Again, I am Ricky to the Rescue. I am here to provide life services, which include life coaching, career coaching, also relationship coaching, mediation, anger management services. What I pretty much do is help you to develop a roadmap in assisting to achieve goals in life. And so you could actually contact me, 404-968-9940, or you could visit my website, www.2greatness.com. That is the number 2greatness.com. Back to you, Dr. Jesse.
All right. Thank you so much for that. You know what? I mean, tonight's show got me taking all kind of pills, you all. And it's basically because Miss J and Lady C, with these comments that they're coming on, retaliation. All right, we're going to take, Miss J, we're going to give you this next comment that's coming into the studio here. Actually been here, and we appreciate you all patience. This male, he writes in, he said, I recently met a woman at a grocery store, and I can't seem to resist thinking about her. We're having a secret love affair because I just can't seem to stop thinking about how nice it feels when we talk together. So, Ms. J, it started at the grocery store. So it don't have to be on the job. It can be anywhere. The fact that they're having a secret affair, somebody's involved.
Okay, so it sounds like both of them might be married or either one of them married, huh?
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, you know how I feel about the married part, you know. Because
okay.
I do believe that you can resist temptation, especially if you know what you can lose. But this man, he sounds like he's the one married. And he just can't resist that lady. So, you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
I
right,
wouldn't
mess
with a married man. So if she know he's married, she should stop. You know, that's all I got to say on that.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask you this. We're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. We're going to go to some of our other callers in a moment. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here and just give us your practical view. We know what the Bible says on about temptation. We know about David. But now, as a man, Pastor Roll, okay, and I know how it is for me. I mean, it's just hard. It's just terrible for me. Pastor Roll, who can resist a beautiful woman? In your opinion, we're talking about a drop-dead gorgeous woman. Can you resist that?
Well, yes, you can be, you know, you have to avoid the very appearance of impropriety, you know, I mean, the thoughts become actions, and actions brings about, you know, results. It's difficult, but you got to have, like, you know, to keep that COVID off you, you got to have an immune booster. You know, and so we have to boost our immune system to resist things that might lead to things that contract you against God's word by not doing it. You know, it's tough, it's hard, and it's difficult. You know, that's why we have to really pray and get around the right people that can encourage us to do the right things.
All right, so Pastor Rose, let me just
go ahead.
Yeah, so back in the day, at one point in time, Pastor Roe, would you say, and you can certainly say, I'd rather not answer that question, and we will probably, you know, go to our own interpretation. But back in the day, would you have said that you, there may have been a time in your other life that you were a ladies' man?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, to be practically honest, you know, I mean, it's hard to resist, you know, a beautiful person and you're lonely, you want the right person in your life. You know, I would have probably accepted the gesture of the other offer, you know, but friendship is friendship, but, you know, going to the level that displeases God, that makes it very, very, very difficult. And while I got you on with your permission, Dr. Walker, I just want to say you know, you got a very, very good show, and it's very interesting, and it's helping a lot of people. And I think everybody needs to know what you're doing, what we are doing. And as Ricky to the Rescue gave a good commendation about what he's doing, I want everybody to know what you are doing. And to help people, the disadvantaged children all around the world in these full five countries that we've got. And you can learn more about what Dr. Walker is doing. And also I'll speak for Marjorie Cross, because she's my assistant sponsorship director, by going to betteryourself.info, betteryourself.info, and just scroll down till you see Dr. Walker's picture, Marjorie, and you can find everything that he's doing. We're encouraging sponsorship to become a sponsor in what we're doing, so we can keep these outstanding shows going and these good thoughts and ideas that you are bringing. But it's important that we remember that we want to continue the show going, but we're encouraging everybody to become a sponsor. I've made a commitment also, Sister Marjorie, to give $300 a month, but with the idea of giving more, because I like, not like, but I love what you're doing and the program that you have and the discussions that we are having. But it takes money to do it. So I want to encourage everybody that's listening to become a sponsor. We'll keep these outstanding shows going. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Thank you so very much for that commercial break. Go Girl, are you still there? Okay, perhaps Go Girl.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you switched lines on us. Is that right?
Yes, I was driving.
Okay, good. Okay, there you go. It just came into the spill. Okay, let's go. Go Girl, we're going to give you this next comment real quick. You all, we're running out of time. And then we're going to have Miss J, we're going to have you close us out tonight. And that's going to be in about 8 minutes. We're going to have you close us out with tonight's topic, Can You Really Resist Temptation? But before we do that, let's go here now to Go Girl with this comment. And this person writes in, says, this female, she says, I had a tremendous struggle with my ex-boyfriend. and had to put my foot down because I'm married to someone else now. I must say it was hard, but I'm proud of myself that I did it and don't have to worry about it getting the best of me or feeling any guilt. All right, go girl. What are your thoughts on that? She put her foot down. She said it was hard.
You know what? I can imagine her having to deal with her old feelings, but at the same time, something put her in the light of, I'm not interested in this. We get physically attached, we get mentally attached, and even though the situation is not in our favor, sometimes we know it, we're still attached to that connection. So putting her foot down, that's a good thing. That means she, in her strength, decided, I'm done with it. I'm not going to be used in any way where I know I'm going to be on the losing end in terms of my emotions, my feelings, my relationships, and, you know, been there, done that, period.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. You know, and the interesting thing is sometimes when people dibble and dabble, they can play some real weird tricks on you because you're thinking, dog, you know, should I have or should I not? And it's like, you know what, that's that temptation that comes in there. And it's like, I mean, you know, they had, what's those shows? They had Temptation Island. I mean, it's like, can you resist temptation? This stuff is real. It is real. We're going to, Ms. Augustine, we want to bring you in and give you this next comment. Let me see, Ms. still on here. This next comment that comes in, Ms. Augustine, this party says, I personally think that if you give time to the temptation, the more likely are that you are going to give in to it. If you give it time, then you're likely to get to fall into it. What do you think?
That can be true. And I want to give an example. I have a friend that I met in 1998, and this is 2022, and he's still my friend. And he wasn't married when we met. He's married now, got married in 2009. And he is gorgeous. I'm not attracted to handsome men. I like just regular men. But he got blue eyes. He's 6'5". Nice man. But you know what? He was never mine to have. So when you see temptation and you see and you know what God wants you to do, what God don't want you to do, you don't. But first of all, I'm going to tell you this. I am 70 years old. So I come from old school, so I know what God said to do and what God said not to do. So I don't. I don't let temptation control me.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We thank you for that. I want to bring in Ms. Nella. Ms. Nella, I've got this other comment coming for you, and this comment is actually coming from a female. She says, I see temptation like the Garden of Eden. When Eve gave the serpent too much of her time, which I think could have continued or contributed to her yielding to the temptation. When you know it's wrong, you must walk away. Ms. Nella, is that important? Do you think that Eve gave the serpent too much time because he was contrary to what God said, and then she yielded? Just quickly, though, Ms. Nella, we are almost out of time. All right, perhaps she's on mute. Let's go now. Let's switch over
to... Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And
I was on mute. I'm sorry. Yes, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So therefore, when we see temptation, we should ask the Lord to give us the strength to walk away. The moment we start making our mouth water and our minds are just going on this temptation, whatever it is, because, you know, I thought maybe it was any temptation, as you asked me, have I ever fallen into temptation? And I said, yes. And after that, I said, I hope they didn't think that I cheated on my husband, because I've never. But because I was talking about other temptations. It's not only between husband and wife. It's anything. If it's stealing, lying, backbiting, gossip, whatever it is, we should always ask the Lord for and ask God to give us the strength to get out. And if it's somebody always gossiping, stop calling that person, and so you won't gossip, because you know if you call that person, or maybe the person call you, hide from that person, because you know they're going to gossip, and you don't want to gossip, because it happens all the time. So whatever sin it is, we should resist. Ask the Lord to help us, because we can't do it of ourselves. There is nothing, as the song say, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. So whatever
all right.
it is,
we're going to ask you to stand by. And it's interesting that, and you're right, temptation can be not just that thing for another person. It can be anything. And thank you for bringing out, Ms. Nella, about that. Because, I mean, temptation, and we had it at the top of the hour, and Ricky to the Rescue defined temptation, strong desires. You got a passion for something. And it's not just a person. It can be a thing. It can be like coconut cakes for me and amongst other things. I mean, it's like, you know, like beautiful women was my downfall. I mean, women are gorgeous. And it's like, you know, I done been hit upside the head because of that. And it's like, is it my fault? Is it my fault? So Bennett from the blog, I'm going to bring you in here. Is it our fault that, you know, women are gorgeous and you can't help but look at them? Bennett from the blog, your thoughts on that quickly.
Well, no, women were designed to be beautiful in all shapes, forms, and sizes, colors, their hair, their looks. They were just designed to be beautiful. And just like everything else that was made by God, it was beautiful. I mean, women are like roses and flowers and beautiful cars and beautiful sceneries. And so we're supposed to be in a position to be able to look at a beautiful woman and just admire her for her beauty. Now, that doesn't mean we have to go into all kinds of crazy thoughts and crazy ways about them. It's just admiring. I'm sure women walk by and see a good-looking man and go, that's a nice-looking man, and just keep it moving. That's what we should be doing with women. We should be able to walk by and say, ooh, beautiful woman, keep moving. We should be going into deep stares and all that kind of nonsense. We should just remember that that's what they are. They are beautiful creatures that were meant to be admired. And so if we look at it from that perspective, then it doesn't take us all over into all kinds of different canvases and holes and crevices and crazy thoughts. It just keeps us on the surface to admire something of nature that is beautiful.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Ricky to the Rescue, we're almost out of time, and we're having Miss J close us out tonight. Ricky to the Rescue, just quickly here. Ricky to the Rescue, maybe back in the day at any point in time, did you have a struggle when you just, with the temptation of beautiful women?
Yes, and I want to preface it by saying this, and I know that we're talking about practical and spiritual things. However, it's important to remember temptation is a thought, and the question is, do you really have control over your thought? And even from that spiritual context, there are plenty of teachings that will say that if you're thinking something, it's just as bad as doing it, right? So
right.
If you lust upon a woman, right, that's just as bad as doing it. So I know we're talking about the actual actions behind it, but if we really broke it down to the true essence of it, it's a thought. And can you control your thoughts? And so if you're not controlling your thoughts from a spiritual standpoint, who's controlling you? And so I think it's important to look at it from that way, because we all had these certain thoughts. And I've yet to find a story where a person didn't make a mistake. I don't care what kind of...
Absolutely, Ricky Zarescu, and it's so important that you mention that, because it's like the big essence of it all. The question is, can you resist? And let me tell you something. And temptation also can be like an... But before we close out, we want to go to Lady C. Lady C, I want to give you this comment, and then I want you to go ahead and make a comment that you wanted to make. And then Ms. J will come to her and she'll close out. This male says, I think when you yield to the temptation, someone will always get hurt, and it could end up being you. The question is, do you think it's ever worth it? Give us your thought on that, Lady C, and then whatever else you want to say, and then Ms. J will close out.
I'm going to say, to me, sometimes temptation is worth it. I mean, it could be a lose-win. It's like a game. You know, you go into a game, you don't know if you're going to win that game or you're going to lose. It's just you're taking the first step, you know.
Right.
But I want to say this. I want to comment on the temptation thing. I've learned when it comes to relationships and marriages, a lot of this temptation comes in and people fall for it because they are in unhappy marriages or they're in an unhappy relationship. Where some people are stuck in, like, a safe marriage for a reason. Some people are stuck in a marriage that they don't want to be in based on other people's opinions. When the truth be told, they got to follow their heart, and they can be able to, you know, find happiness somewhere. Because sometimes when you're stuck in a very unhappy marriage, that is something you want to get out. That is sometimes that feeling you feel is sometimes God nudging you, saying, you know what, we're going to end this situation because you're no longer valid or valuable for her or him. And we, because I have someone else that I want you to belong to. Because a lot of us get into marriages based on convenience and based on needs and not based on waiting on God anyway.
That is a powerful thought. And I've always said that the institution of marriage is of God, but not every marriage is of God. That's a very powerful thought, Lady C. Now we're going to have a closeout by Miss J. Miss J, go ahead and close it out. Can you really resist temptation? And I love what Lady C was saying. You know, some of it may be worth it. I don't know. Miss J.
Okay. Well, some of us may can resist this temptation, and some of us can't, because we're all human and we have the desires and needs. But I would just say temptation to me is an invitation to sin. So I would say to you, just look at yourself. And if you feel that you cannot resist that temptation, and if you can live with what you are doing and face the consequences if they are bad, you know, I would say to you, you know, don't do it. If you know you're doing something that's not right, that's not good for you or your family, of course, pray on it for the strength, but the best thing to do is to flee and get away from it. Because if you see it's no good, get away. So that's all I have to say.
All right. So sometimes you don't know how the consequence is going to feel until after the fact. Listen, we're completely out of time. If you were going to miss the show, you should have missed tonight, but don't miss tomorrow night's topic at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night's topic is our spiritual topic. Tomorrow night's topic is, do we have to be aligned with God's will to be blessed? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's topic. Do we have to be aligned with God's will to be blessed? Listen, we're completely out of time. We want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight. Join us back here tomorrow night when you've heard the topic, do we have to be aligned with God's will to be blessed? If you choose to bypass tomorrow night's topic, we'll be back Saturday morning from 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. when we got a topic that you don't want to miss. It's talking about boosting the immune system. And that's a spiritual show as well. Listen, until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning. And if you choose to bypass Saturday morning, we'll be back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning or until next week, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Beautiful show.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Beautiful, wonderful night, wonderful show.
Good night, Marjorie.